Well, in the New York Times this morning, a photo of a crowded rally in Lahore, Pakistan, with protesters calling for an American to be hanged publicly. That American is Raymond Davis. He's the American arrested last month in Pakistan for shooting and killing two men at a crowded traffic stop. He says they were trying to rob him, but this incident has become the focus of an increasingly frayed relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. Now, there were a lot of questions about who Raymond Davis was. Last week here on The Takeaway, I asked State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley whether Davis was in fact a spy.
All I'll say is that he's a U.S. diplomat who is entitled to diplomatic immunity. He should not have been incarcerated.
Well, reports out now confirm that Davis was, in fact, working as part of a CIA team, reportedly as an independent contractor. Joining us for some insights and context into what Davis's role may have been is Art Keller, former case officer for the CIA. Art worked in Pakistan in 2006. Art, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute and former State Department analyst on Pakistan and Afghanistan, with some information on how this may affect the relationship between the United States and Pakistan. Marvin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Art, let me start with you. Reports have shed some light on who exactly Raymond Davis was and what exactly he may have been doing there. Now, we hear he worked for a group called GRS. What is GRS and what are they doing in Pakistan? What was his role?
Well, the GRS is pretty much the high-end bodyguard for the National Clandestine Service within the CIA. So they help people like me, which is to say case officers, if you're out in a very dangerous area, they would help provide security or surveillance in very dangerous areas. And obviously they would do that when they were armed.
Okay, so Raymond Davis is armed. He's in the country. He's under diplomatic cover. According to his passport, as far as we know, he works for the State Department. Now, that's not true. That's his cover. Fine. But this isn't uncommon, right? Spies working under diplomatic cover get caught every once in a while. It happens. So what's usually the script when that happens, and why is it different here?
I've never actually seen it go this route. Almost always, person is declared persona non grata and expelled if caught up to some objectionable activity. Of course, the objectionable activity is usually that they're caught doing espionage on the host government, which Davis is not accused of. From what I understand of news reports, he was helping surveil a Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is a terrorist group.
So is it merely the fact that it was so public and indeed he shot two people in the middle of a crowded street that makes that impossible now?
I think that's pretty much the heart of it. I mean, there's a tide of anti-Americanism for a variety of reasons, and this just kind of fed right into it.
Well, that's exactly what I want to ask.
He's in a very difficult spot.
That's exactly what I want to ask Marvin Weinbaum about. Marvin, what's the backstory here? Surely if Pakistan wanted to keep this quiet and let Davis go, they probably could have. But there's a lot of other tensions developing between Pakistan and the United States over the number of spies in the country. What's driving all this, do you think?
Well, you see, there's been a, as part of the many conspiracy theories in Pakistan, one of those has been that outfits like Blackwater and the CIA, too, are roaming around the country, spying on people in the country, and up to nefarious things in general. So what this story has done with its terrible optics, it's fed into just that. And that makes it so much more difficult. There's another aspect here, too, and that is the tension between the provincial government, which is in the hands of the opposition party, and the federal government. And that has complicated the way in which this case has been handled, has delayed it, and as has been suggested, ordinarily what you do is get the person out of the country immediately that night. And apparently those who were in the backup car that responsible for the killing of a pedestrian were immediately spirited out of the country. But once this got caught up in that kind of conflict between the federal and the provincial government and dragged on like this, of course, it's only allowed the issue to fester.
We are talking about Raymond Davis. He was arrested in Pakistan last month for shooting and killing two men. He claims it was a burglary attempt. And I want to ask you, Marvin Weinbaum, at this point, this incident probably already has made other operatives and other U.S. employees more less safe in Pakistan, just from the reaction of the people there and the fact that it turns out he was working for the CIA. It kind of endangers many of the missions going on there.
Well, what it endangers most of all is the cooperation. And it's always been a mixed story between the CIA and their ISI, which is their military intelligence services. We depend on that, for example, for our drones. We depend on that for security for many of our people there. And, of course, we always recognize the stakes that we have in working with the Pakistanis, which may be put in jeopardy. And above all, the transit of our goods through Pakistan to Afghanistan, were we to lose that, this would be indeed a tremendous blow at our interests in the region.
Art Keller, what's your read here quickly before we go? Can Pakistan afford to let Raymond Davis go, afford it domestically?
Well, like everything else in Pakistan, it's a real mess. Certainly the government's already shaky enough, and this makes it even shakier, but it'll be tough even if... just for the reason that if they kind of avoid their diplomatic commitments here, it will endanger their own diplomats elsewhere. So I think ultimately they're going to have to let him go and put a good face on it.
A complicated mess without a doubt, because there are calls for his execution. Art Keller, former case officer for the CIA, thank you. Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute. Go to thetakeaway.org to see a cartoon that Art Keller has sent us that relates the role of the CIA team that Raymond Davis was part of in Pakistan. That's on thetakeaway.org.